to catch more fish and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Inland Boat Center, James, John, and John. We're going to have a great time talking fishing here in summer in Southern California. You stay tuned to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, and welcome you back to the studio, man. Good to have you back.
Yeah, I'll talk about the Katmai trip. I'm not sure how many of you saw our Facebook page on Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show Facebook page, but yeah, it was a pretty amazing trip and had a lot of fun. Great group of people. Got to fish with my buddy Pete Giacalone from Custer Yachts. He was eye-opened for sure.
I bet.
But we'll talk more about Katmai and that amazing place and about what could happen next year for your opportunity to go with us, which may be a couple opportunities. We're working on that. So in the studio with us from Inland Boat Center, James Hellman, John Paul, and Defiance boat owner John Brown. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Great, great. So what's going on in Inland Boat Center there, John Paul?
Well, I guess fishing season is on us. Obviously, the tuna are out there, and we have probably the largest selection of Defiance boats in our warehouse in stock right now, I believe, of any stocking Defiance dealer. Special pricing in effect, special financing available, plus a huge selection of pre-owned boats as well.
You guys have how many boats in inventory?
Probably, if all told, probably somewhere around 250.
Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
That's
unbelievable. It's a giant warehouse of boats, right?
Indoor showroom is almost 3 acres.
3 acres.
3 acres indoor.
Indoor.
Total facility is 12.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's one location because we also have the marina at Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Unbelievable.
That's pretty cool. And so Defiance boats, a lot of guys buying Defiance boats and going offshore and catching bluefin and yellowtail and all that, right?
Yeah, you bet. They have been popular. I've been associated with them now for 5 years total. We're seeing a lot of interest in the Defiance product from our offshore fishermen here in Southern California. We brought and invited a guest of ours, John Brown, to the show this morning, who bought a 250 Defiance from us this year.
It's a 25-footer.
25-footer. Avid fisherman, has had several really high places in yellowtail tournaments, including this year's Bloody Dex tournament. He took a second place and probably would have won, but for a seal that had other ideas and took big fish from him. So.
Yeah. So, John, what do you like about your Defiance? Go ahead and grab that mic, pull it right towards you there.
I like everything about it. I needed a bigger boat, something that rode well. I wanted to get out of the weather.
So you have a little cabin?
Yep, it's a cabin. It's dry. It's quiet. Can't really hear the motor. It's so nice. We seat 5 in there, no problem.
Wow. What are you powered with?
250 Honda.
A 250 Honda. Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't say enough about it. All that has met my expectations. Bring my grandkids out, feel safe. It's a great boat.
Is that the Admiral?
It's the 250 Admiral.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice boat.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things I like about the Defiance is no wood. There's no wood in the structure, right?
Yeah. They're
all composite.
Yeah.
Yeah. All composite material.
Yeah.
And really, really, like John mentioned, an excellent riding boat. Fairly modern CAD-CAM design hull, and it's reverse chine. So when you're on a stop, when you're on a paddy, when you're drifting, when you're on fish, it really reduces the yaw, that pitch, back and forth,
okay.
And getting your knees banged up.
Uh-huh.
Personal experience, I was up in Alaska in June. We spent 5 days fishing 22-foot Defiance Commanders. A relatively small boat in big water.
Yeah.
Right.
And we had groundswell, and we had heavy winds, a lot of boat movement, and was on the boat literally from 4:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon, and come back in ready for dinner, feel good, not beat up, not fatigued from being on the water all day.
Nice.
Because you're not pitching.
Yeah, you're not getting slammed
hanging
around.
Hanging on all day.
Not
right?
Getting tossed. You're not getting your knees banged up. Just a great riding, great fishing boat.
And I'm sure John can attest to this. Nothing nicer than when it's time to either come home from the grounds or head out there. You're sitting in a chair with the door closed and, you know, you're not totally foul weather geared up with big jackets and slickers and everything else. You're just wearing your normal shorts and fishing gear and you close the door and it's nice and dry and you put some tunes on and start heading for home.
Yeah, we had some weather come up, you know, during the tournament. We were going to run to Clemente and, you know, we was watching the weather and we decided to go somewhere different, and even in the afternoon, it came up a little bit, and our ride home was great. We shut the door, and we were dry, and it was excellent.
Perfect.
Nice, nice. And, James, what are the power options when you want to buy a Defiance?
Depending on the boat, the 220s are very well-equipped with a 150. A lot of guys like to power up to the 200. When we get into the size boat that John just purchased, a single 250 is okay. It can be powered with twins as well. Mm-hmm. So just depending on the size of the boat, we can do Honda, Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki.
Kind of
so
whatever you
we
want.
We can power it just about any way you want. We're pretty happy with the Yamahas and the Hondas. We outfit our boats typically in that respect.
In that. Okay. And one of the things about Inland Boat Center is you have everything under one roof. Repair.
It's a one-stop shop. We've got an incredible service department, a huge parts department. We can do everything from trailer repair, gel coat repair. We buy boats outright, love taking trades. sell new and used. Mm-hmm. It's a one-stop shop.
I know you guys do a lot of electronics. Remember last time we were on talking about electronics packages that you guys were doing boats with and things like that, and everything from the sale to the install, everything professional, super clean.
We've got a great team. Excuse me. They do a really good job on installation, radar, in-dash units. We've got a great facility and a great team.
Wow. Awesome.
Fantastic. And when did you buy your boat, John?
I bought in April.
Oh, you just recent.
Yeah, I actually purchased at the Fred Hall show.
Oh,
and,
very nice.
And I ended up picking up in April.
Now, nice. Did you have a boat before?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Big upgrade on this one?
Definite big upgrade.
That's cool.
You know, as Rick said, you know, the other boat I'd come in, I was just tired and beat, wet, and, you know, I was done. And with this boat, you know, it's great. You know, I feel great when I come in. I'm not beat up. And, you know, it's just an awesome boat right now.
Easy to trailer?
Yes, easy to trailer. Yeah.
That, I was just going to say that the layout of that Defiance is so right, especially that Admiral and the whether it's, you know, a 22 or a 25 footer, the layout is so appropriate for what we do in Southern California. Huge cockpit, you know, you got all the room in the world to put a giant bait tank, you know, where you want it, and lots of cockpit casting room, and they're almost like the perfect boat to then get to modify the way you want it, whether it's tower, you know, tanks or towers or electronics or whatever. Like, it's such a perfect base for our type of fishing around here.
Yeah, John actually traded in a smaller 21-foot boat that he had really nicely modified to his needs, and I think he's in the process of kind of turning the 250 Admiral into his boat, because we all got to customize them and make them work the way we want to fish them, you know.
I think that's the advantage of owning your own boat is you make it the way you want it, not
totally.
The way somebody else wants it,
yeah.
Right? And what are some of the things you like on your boat?
What projects do you have still on the list?
I'm going to be building a tower for it myself.
Nice.
You know, I love fabrication, so I'll be putting an aluminum tower up on top. Did the bait tank. I put the outfit of the bait tank with some rod holders, still put my pliers and stuff. Things I'm going to do is a nice cutting board on the back, fillet table.
Sweet.
And I'm a little bit short, so reaching the poles.
I have that issue, too.
So we're going to put a teak little step there so I can reach up and grab my poles.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
We're currently doing that.
That's a project. Always a project on a boat.
Always a project. That's why I like trailering it and leaving it at home, because I enjoy working on it.
Oh, okay.
So I like that. Keeps me busy.
Yeah. Where have you been launching?
I've been launching out of SeaWorld,
okay,
down to that area, or Dana.
Dana Landing, yeah,
yeah.
Right there.
Since they've got it down to one or two lanes in San Diego,
yes,
it's a little bit tight, so
yeah,
we've been going out of there.
A little tight, yeah. You know what I heard, speaking of which, and I don't know that it's true because I haven't been launching a boat, is that if you're in line at Shelter Island and one of those duck boats comes in, they get preferential treatment. Is that true?
I'd
like to know from one of our listeners, because if that's true, we need to have a talk with the port. Because
right.
How is that fair? Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I keep my boat at Dana Landing, and I'm fortunate right now to not have to know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm with you. That's BS.
Yeah. I heard somebody told me, like, come on. Really? You're in line. You're waiting in line. And they just go right in front of you.
Yeah.
They wave you off. Nope, you can't launch because this duck boat's got
big stuff's going on. Stand by.
Yeah, stand by. Who knows? Anyway, but fantastic stuff going on at Inland Boat Center. Both new and used boats, right, James?
New and used, absolutely.
Yeah. Fishing boats, deck boats, ski boats.
Everything across the board.
I was going to say, I know we talk a ton about Defiance, and that is certainly the line that's got to be the most popular amongst fishermen, you know, in our area. But the other boat that I know you guys do that is, I think, is every bit as cool are those Aremas.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've actually sold through most of our Arema product so far this year. I believe I have one 17-foot Sea Angler left in stock. We will, of course, be reordering for stock 2018 models. But, yeah, for a smaller boat, for an inshore fisherman, for a dual-purpose fisherman, a guy that's going to fish freshwater and some coastal stuff, the Aremas make a really, really nice package for that.
And both these boats are built on the West Coast, though.
Yeah, Bremerton, Washington.
Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah,
right,
Rima is part of the Defiance brand.
Yeah, and Bo, who owns and builds Defiance, may join us on the show, right?
James? We're going to try to get him on the phone here shortly.
Yeah.
Talk right directly to the guy that makes them.
Yeah, I'd mentioned Bo obviously frequents the Fred Hall shows and stuff,
sure.
and John didn't have the get a chance to meet Bo, even though he was at Fred Hall Del Mar for quite a bit. And it'd be nice they can say hello on the phone, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, and wow, have we put together an amazing couple of prizes for you today.
You're not kidding, dude. Lots and lots of fun today and so much cool stuff to talk about with the boys from Inland Boat Center. And I mean, it's everything at Inland Boat Center. Not only can you purchase your dream boat there, but as they said, use boats and so much cool other stuff to go along with it. As we mentioned, you know, from trailers to electronics to bait tanks to everything in between, these guys are such a wealth of knowledge. Repowers, everything going on at Inland Boat Center. So lots of great information to talk to the boys about. And if you want to get through on the phones this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. So a great opportunity for you to get through and have all your boating questions answered. And if that wasn't a great enough opportunity to give us a call this morning, talk to the boys from Inland Boat Center. Boy, Pete, you weren't kidding, man. Two epic prizes. How about this? At the end of the show today, one lucky caller is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And this is the World Cup. The World Cup is the single most popular pair of sunglasses that we sell at Fisherman's Landing. It is a very, very traditional fisherman style. It's like a wraparound lens, but it's not extreme. It's just that World Cup tends to fit everybody. If somebody walks into the shop and, oh, I don't really know, I don't want to do sunglasses, you hand them a World Cup first, and it's always, oh my, it's
This is it.
Yeah, so a great pair of World Cups from Maui Jims. This particular one has the Mahi Mahi frame, which is the really cool-looking Dorado-colored frame. It's got the great Maui HT lens with the highest usable light transmission. It's a great pair of glasses. It's, of course, the super-thin Maui Jim glasses and all the glasses there. Fantastic pair of Maui Jims. That's for one lucky caller. And then we're going to have an additional lucky caller at the end of the show today that's going to win a brand-new pair of Olakai sandals, the Ohana. Again, Pete, you chose the most popular pair of sandals that we sell, again, those Ohanas.
Yep.
Fantastic. They're weather-resistant, and they float. And that's courtesy of our great friends at Olakai.
Yeah, that Ohana sandal, you just get totally wet, and it dries off. You still have great traction. They last forever. And like we said before, I've never had a blowout.
Ever.
I've never heard of a blowout, but they just don't.
The Olakais, too, are built. I mean, they're not cheap $2, you know, liquor store flip-flops. They're very appropriate shoes, and it's a flip-flop that's built like a pair of shoes. They have arch support. They're very, very comfortable. They have really good tread. I mean, they're designed to be worn by fishermen on the water. You know, you get a normal pair of sandals wet and try and walk the thing, and you're slip sliding, the bottom sliding all over the place, your foot sliding inside of the pair of Olakai. You just walk around like it's a normal pair of shoes. They are so good. And one lucky caller is going to get a chance to use those Olakais because you're getting a brand new pair. Again, if you want to get your shot at a brand new pair of Maui Jims, a brand new pair of Olakais, or much better yet, a chance to talk to a panel of some true boat experts, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or again, toll free, 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever purchased a surface iron or yo-yo jig and soon the paint is almost gone? Happens all the time, but not with Pacific Lures. Their goal, to build a jig that looks like bait and lasts. And that is exactly what you get at Pacific Lures. The powder-coated jig body is extremely durable with high-resolution digital imagery of actual bait fish like mackerel, sardine, and squid. A TIG-welded solid stainless steel ring gives superior strength and no corrosion. It's digital, so Pacific Lures can do custom jigs too. Buy online at PacificLures.com or selected retailers. That's PacificLures.com.
For East Cape fishing, Genrin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenrin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. So you've got an answer from one of our listeners about the duck boat issue at Shelter Island.
Doug shot me a message letting us know that the duck boats have priority because they sued the city regarding the closing of the launch ramp, stating that they would have been completely out of business had the ramp closed. So,
hey, no offense to the people that operate the duck boat, but there's other launch ramps.
Yeah.
They don't have to go to the bait barge to show people tourists. They could show them Glorieta Bay or something.
And it's just like the fishermen suing the city because it's going to take them too long. You know, I mean,
maybe fishermen should sue the city because the duck boats have preferential treatment.
Yeah, sue the duck boat. Man, I got to get bait.
Come on.
The fish is a long way away. 50 miles right now. It takes a long time to get out there.
Lawyers. Gosh. So that's not right, but that's what they do, right?
There's your answer.
There it is. Thanks for catching on that. Appreciate our listeners tuning into that. Hey, look who's on the line. Owner and builder of Defiance Boats, Bo Palmer. Good morning, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hi, good morning. How you doing, guys?
Terrific. How's everything in the Northwest?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. We've had some beautiful weather, and the fishing's just really taken off everywhere, so it's been good.
What are you catching up there?
Well, the salmon opened a couple weeks ago all throughout the Puget Sound, and then the albacore came into range just in the last week and a half or two. So we've got a little bit of everything going. Crabbing's great. Really, just about everything's good right now.
Wow, that sounds great. So tell us about Defiance Boats and what you guys do.
Well, we build sport fishing boats from 22 feet to 30 feet under the Defiance brand name. And then we also have our Arima boats that we manufacture that run from 16 foot to 22 foot. So we build high quality, all fiberglass, no wood in the construction, with lifetime structural warranty fishing boats for hardcore anglers.
Lifetime structural warranty on the construction of the boat.
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty impressive. Amazing. Yeah. Have you ever had one come back that needed repair? They seem to be built so well that doesn't happen too often. But you get some pretty rough weather up there in the Northwest.
Yeah, we've never had a structural hull repair needed on one of our boats ever. So it's we're grateful for that. But we build them and design them so that we don't need to. You can't back something up with a lifetime warranty and have a lot of failures, or it won't work out very well for you.
That's true.
But what do you see as your advantage over other boats in the same realm, say other other type fishing boats that why would somebody want to buy a Defiance boat?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. We're built on the West Coast, which is really unique to our product. Most of the other boats that people are going to see are built on the East Coast. And so one of the big advantages that we have is our boats are designed from the ground up with the West Coast angler in mind. We have large capacity bait tanks that are available and installed on all of our boats. They're designed with a big open fish cockpit so that you've got a lot of space to fish the anglers. And then we're designed with a lot of range. On the West Coast, we're making long runs, whether it's up in the Pacific Northwest. You know, we're running 50 to 60 on a pretty consistent basis to find the albacore. And down in Southern California, people are running even further than that often. So even our 22-footer has over 350 miles of range.
Gee, that's pretty impressive. Well, hang in there for one sec there, Bo. We're going to go live on the water to Captain Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Hey, terrific. Hey, sorry I missed you in the show, but great show. I was listening to you while we were waiting for the flight in Anchorage last Saturday. Thanks for being in here in the studio last week.
Yeah, no, it sounded like you had a good time out there. That's awesome. And, yes, always a good show. Always fun to come in and hang out with Rock Hot Rick and the gang. So, no, it's great. And then this weekend's a complete change. I'm out here on the water and we're catching fish.
All right, tell us about
it. Life is good.
So far for the morning, we have a pretty light charter group here, 23 guys. We have 63 yellowtail for the morning. Mixed grade fish on up to about 15 pounds. We have 7 Dorado to go with it and a few Bonito. Very, very good fishing here lately. Very good. Pretty much we're kind of getting into the summer swing. There's Dorado around, more and more Dorado moving in all the time. Some really, really quality yellowtail, too. If you take a look at our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, you can see a lot of these yellowtail are really nice fish, 20 on up into the 30-pound range. And it sounds like there might be some more yellowfin or the first real batch of yellowfin just down below us here, hopefully moving on up and soon coming.
How far are you fishing from home? Is it with easy one-day range?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a really ideal one-day range. It's not close to home, far enough to keep some of the smaller boats at bay, but really ideal for us. Right now, we're about 65 miles.
All right. Very good. And it's all kelp paddy fishing.
The majority of it's kelp paddy fishing. There has been some open water yellowtail as well as Dorado. And it sounds like there's a little bit of rumor of some yellowfin just down below us. Not within striking distance here yet, but very, very good sign and great to hear.
Yeah, no
That's
kidding.
Great news, Mike.
And conditions are right. Everything's looking good. Good color, water quality. No reason that stuff's not going to move up, right?
I think it was John on the Islander talking about it this morning. And the way he put it, there's no reason for it to stop. Really nice water. We're fishing 73.5 degree water here now. A ton of bait. Little bit off color water into the east of where we are. It doesn't seem to really matter. The yellowtail and Dorado are found on just assorted kelps, but really, really nice conditions. Just great conditions. So we'll welcome them with open arms.
For sure. Well, what's up for the Tribute? Well, you have some trips running out of C4 Sport Fishing. People can climb aboard and go catch some yellowtail, Dorado, and maybe some yellowfin.
Yes, you know what? Tomorrow night's a go. Last time I looked, I think when we left last night, we only had about a dozen people booked. Monday night's a go. I think we only had 5 at the time. We are going to keep this thing going. Trips have been filling up, so you do want to call and try to get it in there in advance. But tomorrow night, one-day trip is a go, as well as Monday night. We are scheduled every night throughout the week. We are chartered next weekend. But every single day we're online for these one-day trips.
All right.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, fantastic. And I know that you guys had some shots at some of that trophy class bluefin last week. There's great fishing on the horizon with fantastic numbers of Dorado and yellowtail. And now the prospect of tuna. The time is prime to go fishing aboard the Tribute.
Yes, I don't want to downplay the great bluefin fishing we had last week. Really good. Really nice fish at times, fish up into the mid-200-pound range. That's still around. It sounds like there's some more of that to be had out to the west. So, a lot of options, and more than anything, it's just getting more consistent. So now's the time.
Fantastic. How do we get a hold of you if we want to book a trip on the Tribute?
seaforthlanding.com or call Seaforth direct at 619-224-3383. And like I said, I always urge people to take a look at our Facebook page. No denying what you, you know, as far as our pictures go. There has been some sword-sized yellowtail, but you take a look at what we've been catching, and they are really nice, great fish. So tribute sport fishing on our Facebook page.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call this morning, and thanks for keeping us updated on what's going on here. And Let's Talk Hookup. You're great about that, and we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Very good. All right. Hey, Bo Palmer calling us live from the Northwest, from Defiance Boats there. We also have James and John in here from Inland Boat Center, who's the Defiance dealer in Southern California, and John, who's a Defiance boat owner. So if you want to get through, have a chat. 858-457-1090, open right now, or 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones. Can you hang with us for a little bit, Bo?
Absolutely.
All right.
Excellent. All right. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Brett? He's calling us from Winchester this morning. Brett, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, I get out on the water fishing on, 10 to 15 times a year on an overnight boat or a day and a half boat. When should I decide to get my own boat, and how much is it going to cost me to get into a boat?
It's a good question.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I think...
I started to wait, and I'd like to get out there on my own schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the key right there, is if you're fishing really that amount of time on SoCal sport boats, that's a pretty good cash outlay, and probably that same money could be used really to own your own boat with... The way financing is on boats long-term and good interest rates for people with reasonable credit, a guy can have a brand-new sport fishing boat for $450, $500 a month, call your own shots, go when you want to go, fix the boat to meet your personal needs the way you like to fish, and have the ability to just kind of do what you want. I mean, run up and down the coast, change venues, you know, I think now's the time.
One of the things I'll mention, too, about having your own boat, especially this year and last year, is that yummy flyer fishing that everybody's on with the kites and stuff like that. Very difficult to do from a sport boat. They're doing it, you know, you got to take a rotation. And if you have your own boat, you're in the game.
You're the rotation.
Yeah, you're the rotation. You're in the game and go catch a fish of a lifetime right off our coast, which, you know, is pretty impressive.
There's no doubt. Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, if you want, your odds are every bit as good, if not better, with this trophy class fish right now running your own boat than you are any other way to catch them. And that's it. And like you say, if you are a guy, you know, speaking to exactly what we were just saying there, if you're a guy that wants to, that's all I want to go do is I want to go target that trophy fish, you get to make that call.
Right.
Or in the opposite, if you just want to go do a bunch of yanking and cranking and have some fresh yellowtail and Dorado, and that's what you want to go do, but, you know, the boat that you decide to go on for the night is just going to target that tuna, well, again, you make the decision. You
right.
decide to go kelp patty fishing, and then after you've caught three or four yellowtail and Dorado, you decide, okay, now I want to go target my bluefin. Again, it's the calls that you're getting to make having your own boat.
Taking family and friends out, all that? Yeah, go ahead.
I think also, there's a different satisfaction that comes from running your own boat, finding your own fish, putting yourself on the fish, that you just don't get that same feeling. You know, it's like a guided hunt as opposed to going out, doing the research, doing it yourself, and going and finding the fish. I think that's, you know, another key part of the personal boat ownership.
No doubt about it. Let's
take
a classic example of that. Steve Paisel yesterday. We got to call him out. He caught his first giant bluefin tuna, what was it, Thursday?
Yeah.
On his boat. The blind squirrel, appropriately named, and he was one of the few to get one that day.
Trust me, I blanked that day. It was tough fishing, and I couldn't be more stoked for Paisel, and Grant Christensen was with them, and just a good team of buddies, and went out flying their kite on their own boat. See, exactly as Bo just described. Did the research, where to go, get the lure done right, get everything out, and caught a fish of a lifetime, you know?
And he was very proud.
That's awesome. And well-deserving. Congrats, Paisel.
Yeah, sure.
And Grant.
And
yeah.
Furthermore, one other thing. Now is a good time. As we have the boats in stock, they're available to fish, and the boats are ready to go. They're heavily optioned, with the exception of putting the electronics package that you'd like to in. The boats have 42-gallon bait tanks, depending on which boat you're looking at. Just take a 22 Admiral, for example, which is one of our best sellers, the EX. We've got a boat. We've got several of them in stock. We've got 200-horsepower motors on them, bait tanks, live wells,
rocket launch, 15-rod
rocket launchers, raw water washdowns, in-floor storage, forward-opening windows, cooler boxes and seats. These boats are ready to go. They're optioned.
Wow. Yeah.
We need to put gas in them and electronics, and you're ready to fish.
Kill boxes. I mean, they're ready to fish.
Versus something else might take a month for you to rig. And
right. Exactly, you know, right.
We're going to have you on the water next weekend.
That's always been one of my favorite things about you guys is you're very upfront with pricing and cost, and it's all realistic. Like, when you go to buy this Defiance, you said it, you're fishing this weekend. Like, you're going right now. It's not a hidden cost of, oh, this boat's only $30,000. And next thing you know, there's trailers and electronics. These boats are done. I mean, you're literally fishing right now.
And on the other side of it, too, we have some very strong discounts. So, hypothetically, the boat we're talking about, $88,000 MSRP. We're selling that for $71,000, just over $71,000. With 10% down, depending on your credit, depending on the institution we're going through. If you've got good credit, 4.99% on a 20-year term with U.S. Bank, we can get that payment right at that $458 a month.
Wow.
That's so cool.
$458 a month, and you're on the water fishing.
Absolutely.
Pilot house, rocket launchers, kill boxes, the whole nine, you're fishing.
We're fishing.
That's rad.
All right, Brett. Hey, Inland Boat Center, you're right next to them there.
You are in Winchester. Stop on by. You're next door.
All right. Thanks a lot for the Brett. Phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Hey, let's go up to Northern California and talk to Rich Lingor, from Bradley, a lot of you have heard. And Rich is the guy that won. Remember when you did the live broadcast in Mazatlan?
Absolutely.
Rich is the one that won that Sport Fishing Association of California trip to Altata. And, Rich, good morning.
Good morning. What's How up? You guys doing?
What's up, Rich?
First of all, where the heck is Altata?
Altata Bay is about 100 miles north of Mazatlan. It's directly across from La Paz.
Okay.
And so it's pretty well situated, and the fishing is good.
Yeah. You flew into Culiacan, right?
No, I've never been there. This is the most exotic trip into Mexico I've ever done. I've driven down to Ensenada, you know, towing my little skiff and launching around Punta Banda, going out to Todosanos and done things like that. But that was basically the extent of my Mexican travel. So in order to facilitate this, first thing I needed to do was go to the post office and get signed up for passports for myself and my wife. And let me tell you, it was well worth it.
Yeah,
these that's people, so cool.
These people exceeded my expectations on every single level. The service was fabulous. The boats were great. The food was beyond description. This place, they described it as the shrimp capital of the world, and every meal was gourmet shrimp fixed every way you could think of. And they start out with an appetizer plate that looked like it was dinner, and then it would be followed by something really gourmet. I just can't tell you how good it was.
How yeah. cool, Rich.
I would go again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and the prices are very, very reasonable to go fishing. And what did you catch, Rich?
Well, the first day we went out, trolling for mahi-mahi, and we were successful. Caught a lot of little ones and some nice ones, and they packed those up for me to bring home. And then followed that up with another gourmet dinner. I gave my wife a massage. They offered me one that I was feeling good, so I figured, now I'm going to hang out and have a beer. And next day we went mangrove fishing, and that was on, like, bay boats. Kind of like overgrown Ranger bass boats. Neat thing about that is the captain had one of those remote controllers for the trolling motor.
Right.
And he just kept me in position all day long, so I didn't even have to push a foot pedal. And I'm used to operating the trolling motor on my own because I'm a bass fisherman. And it was all about topwater fishing. I threw a spook all day long, caught pargo and snook. So you had to be kind of a little bit of an expert caster, casting up underneath the mangrove trees, otherwise you weren't going to get bit. And that worked right up until the tide changed, and it was time to go in anyway. And we came in, and time for another massage, and big lunch.
gourmet
lunch.
Well, these guys
absolutely took such great care of you. And thanks to the Sport Fishing Association of California for setting all that up. And Ken Frankie just went out of his way to work with the people. Now, if somebody wants to go down and fish Altata Bay, I know that you flew from Tijuana to Culiacan, and then they picked you up at the airport, and you went there. Basically, you were one of the only gringos in town, right?
They said that I was their first international visitor. So on
wow.
the very first night, they greeted us with basically a welcoming dinner with every dignitary in town, including the harbor master and the
That's
mayor.
So cool.
Wow.
What a cool experience, Rich. That's
they
awesome.
They treated us like freaking kings and queens.
That's
like I was the president of the United States or something.
That's fantastic. Well, yeah, now, if somebody wants to go, they can book a trip to Altata Bay. Spell it for us, right?
You know what I would do is I would go to their Facebook page.
Okay.
That would be an easy thing to do.
It's Altata, right?
Correct.
Altata Bay. And that's right there in Altata, right? That's the name of the town.
Right, yeah, and it's on this really long bay, and the wildlife there, that was another thing they did. They took us out on eco tours to see the all the exotic birds that were on these little islands. It was just unbelievable.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That's so cool.
I would go again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and easy, cheap, and you can fly into Culiacan for $100 round trip. Piece of cake.
That sounds like a cool, like, undiscovered rad spot, Rich.
Yeah,
well, congrats
for sure.
on that, and like you say, how cool that, you know, the Sport Fishing Association of California was able to put that together, and Falso
thing.
For making that whole thing happen. What a just an awesome
experience.
From
your live broadcast out of Mazatlan.
That was fun.
Absolutely. Hey, Rich, thanks a lot for joining us this morning. Appreciate the input there. All right. Hey, we have Bo Palmer on the line. He's the owner-operator of Defiance Boats up in the Northwest, and the guys from Inland Boat Center here. So you want to join us? Get through 858-457-1090, a line open there, or a line open at 877-792-1090. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a pair of Olakai sandals, the Ohana. So get on the line. Get in the rotation.
You got it. Next up, we're going to talk to Ron. He's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Good morning, Ron. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you doing? I'm interested mainly in bay fishing, and I'd like to know what type of boat would you guys recommend for bay fishing?
Guys?
Well, I would think, you know, in the Defiance lineup, we talk a great deal about our pilot house models, but we also have a line of boats called the Commander, which is a center console boat. And the 22 Commander would be an excellent bay fishing boat, as well as giving you the ability to fish up and down the coast or even offshore if your needs are or mood changes, and you want to get in on some of this offshore fishing.
Inshore or offshore. Now,
yeah.
Bo, is that the same hull that you build the Admiral on, or a totally different design?
Yeah, no, it's the same hull. So it's still, you know, 22-degree dead rise at the transom with a big reverse chine. It's a really good running, dry running 22 center console. Really great boat.
Yeah. And
what kind of power would you have on something like that?
Well, so the boat is nicely powered with a 150-horsepower motor.
Yeah.
Some of the guys will step it up to 200. I last month spent 5 days on a 22 Commander in Alaska fishing halibut. Comfortable boat. Regardless of ground swell, weather, wind, I mean, it's not a great deal of movement. The reverse chine on the bottom makes them very stable. Just an easy boat to spend the day in fishing without getting beat up.
Yeah. And James, are there deals on that boat? Do you have some of those in stock? Those
from San Marcos to Paris, you're probably 30 minutes north. We do have two in stock. We've got a notch transom model and an EX. These both are equipped with 150 Mercury power. Very nice boats. MSRP on those are $75,000 and $70,000 for each. They're heavily discounted as well. We're $54,000 on sale, $59,000 for the EX.
Again, and this is boat,
rough,
motor,
boat,
trailer,
motor, trailer,
everything.
And several
bank,
options.
T-tops, bait tanks.
They can be viewed on our website if you cared to have a look, inlandboatcenter.com. Again, rough monthly payment on those with 10% down. We're talking $350 to $380 in that realm for each model.
I'm looking at it right now on your website. I mean, it's it's not nicely equipped. It's perfectly equipped. I mean, it's full T-top, bait tank, lean post, motor, trailer. I mean, the whole night, rocket launcher bar across the T-top. It's, like you say, it's...
What you don't see in that photo, too, is the forward edge of that console comes up. There's a porta potty in there.
Really?
Batteries are down below. Battery switches down there. Or it can be used as storage. You know?
That's cool. Wow. That's so cool.
And Bo, that's kind of your deal, is you want to send boats out from the factory that are ready to roll, right?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the real unique advantages that we have. I fish Southern California quite a bit, so I know what the guys are looking for down there. And we've really designed the factory options to match what the guys are looking for, so that when someone comes into our dealership down there and looks at a boat, they don't have to go get a custom bait tank installed and then go talk to someone about getting more rocket launchers instead of the six that they probably get from an East Coast builder. You know, we rig them up with the right amount of gear that the guy needs from the factory so that he's ready to go. And it makes it easier on the dealers, too, so they can turn the boats quicker and get new ones in stock. And, you know, that boat, too, another big advantage of that boat, the caller was talking about fishing the bay, but that's a boat that if he ever wants to, he can run offshore with. If he gets an itch or an inkling and wants to run offshore for a day or two each year and leave the bay, you know, that's a boat that'll still run offshore and do everything that he wants to do besides being fantastic in the bay.
Yeah. Coronado Islands, if you're, you know, fishing down San Diego, Coronado Islands, easy run on a boat of that size. I mean, you've got the window open for a lot of opportunity with a boat like that.
Lake fishing.
Totally.
Right there, right in your backyard.
Absolutely.
There. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for
the bait.
Go
bait
ahead.
Capacity be on that.
It's a 42-gallon tank.
Oh, good one.
Oh, that's a good size.
Yeah.
So.
That's built in. It's already ready to roll.
Yeah, we have them in stock with, and the bait tank is kind of under the leaning post, and it's 40 to 42 gallons.
So it's a Southern California style bait tank.
Yeah, a full scoop for sure, and probably a little over that, really.
Yeah, John, you're shaking your head. You on your boat, it's you didn't need to put another bait tank on. You were set.
I had a bigger bait tank. I believe it's in the 50. And I typically run with a scoop and a half in that. It lasts all day.
Sweet.
That's sweet.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Bo, can you stay with us till the top of the hour?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you want to get through? 858-457-1090. Open right now. Bo Palmer from Defiance Boats up in the Northwest. And we have the guys from Inland Boat Center, James and John, and then Defiance Boat owner John in the studio giving away a pair of World Cup Maui Jim sunglasses, as well as a pair of Ohana sandals, courtesy of the great people over at Olakai. And hey, you want to win some more prizes like Maui Jim sunglasses and more? It's coming up. It's our next San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote broadcast, Saturday, August the 5th. I believe that's 2 weeks from today. That's North County Ford in Vista, and that's your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes. Prize one, the Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. The grand prize number two is four-night fishing package for two at Palmas de Cortez in Baja Z-Scape, including round-trip tickets from San Diego to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Hey, be sure to click on that Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, and claim some great, great benefits on Alaska Airlines. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Prize Cowboy Gary's going to be there. He'll have a ton of stuff just for showing up at the event. And you have the chance, of course, to win the two different grand prizes, the trip to Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airlines and the Fastlane Hobie Kayak and Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And you will see a Saturday, 2 weeks from today, North County Ford at Vista. Very easy to find right off the 78 freeway there in Vista. A lot of fun, and we always love to see our group of people. And you could be like Michael from El Cajon, who just came back from Katmai Lodge with me and had a great time. He won last year's trip to Katmai at the North at the San Diego Ford Dealer events.
So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Just for coming up, hanging out, talking fishing, enjoying a fun radio show, you could be going to Cedros.
Yeah. Cedros and have your own kayak.
Yeah.
And going to Palmas.
So cool.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are definitely getting packed up. The only line still available, if you want to get through, there's literally one line open. That's 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Dave, calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Great.
Good. Just wanted to talk real briefly about that Shelter Island boat launch in one lane situation.
Uh-huh.
They are hosing us. Here we go. The CO boats down there. Ricky, you know what I'm talking about. And they are taking priority. And they are holding up the boats.
Yep.
From going in the water when the SEAL boats, they'll tell you have to wait 5 minutes before the SEAL boat actually shows up. They'll be holding up people.
Yeah, it's a frustrating deal, Dave, for sure. But, it's just something.
Maybe we should sue the city.
Take up suit. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. Trust me, I couldn't be more on your side for good, for sure. I'd like nothing about that SEAL tour. But you know what? Breeze through your nose, because next year we are going to have a killer launch ramp facility. And yes, does this whole one lane thing suck for us this summertime, especially with such good fishing going on right now? Absolutely it does. But for me, I just switched my operation over to Dana Landing.
Yep.
for the time being. It's a big launch ramp. It's easy to use.
There's much good, better.
You know, they have extra personnel on the Everyham bait receiver at Mission Bay to help handle the extra load of people. I would just, for the time being, I mean, I know Shelter Island launch ramp so convenient, especially for your run south, but man, just for headache
and
reasons.
And you have Dana Landing right there. If you forget your ice, you forget your boat, you want a sandwich for lunch or breakfast or whatever, Dana Landing's right there.
I agree. That's probably what I would do in the meantime.
Yeah.
I'll take you up on that, guys. Thanks.
All right, Dave.
Go ahead.
See you, bye.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, Bo, I know you've been in the boat business for how long?
Oh, about 15 years when I first started building boats.
All right. So tell us, now you build Arima as well as Defiance. How does the Arima differ from the Defiance?
Well, the Arima is more of the bay boat fishing type of boat. It doesn't have quite as much dead rise. It's designed to run with less horsepower and really be economical on fuel. And they really are built to handle big water, though, too. We have, you know, we have a little 16-footer. We have a 17-footer. And they're boats that you can even sneak offshore with on decent days. So they really are easy to store if you've got, if you need to keep them in a garage because of your housing development covenants or, you know, those type of things. They really make it easy to have a boat that's small, easy to manage, trailer launch, but that you can still get out and run to the islands or do any of the fishing that you want to do.
Easy to tow with any size vehicle, too. I mean, it's a, you know, very...
Yeah. In fact, you know, this, it's kind of a funny story, but when they first built the first 16-footer, which was in the early 80s, I think 83, something like that, their brochure had the boat being towed with a Volkswagen Bug.
Really?
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. And what kind of fuel economy, John, do you get on your boat, your 25-footer?
Well, my 25 with the 250 Honda, when we did the shootout, we ran that motor. We didn't even shut it off. It ran probably from 3:30 in the morning till 5:30 in the evening. I turned around and filled the boat. It took 30 gallons.
Oh, how nice is that?
Wow.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty economical.
Very economical.
Yeah. Why is that, Bo? Why is that hull so economical?
Well, our hull is designed in a way that it doesn't burn a lot of fuel when you're in those speeds where the boat's not completely on plane or if you're trolling. We have a little bit of rocker in our hull. That's on purpose. That helps with our fuel economy at slower speeds. And then it's got a big reverse chine that gives it a lot of lift at the back end as well. So, the fact that it's all composite, and doesn't have any wood in it makes it lighter as well. So we're able to power with a little less horsepower. One of the things we get a lot of times is people will see a competitor's boat and they'll say, oh, well, that's, you know, you got to have more horsepower on that Defiance. And the truth is we don't have to have. We still can if someone wants a lot of horsepower. But our boats will run with less horsepower because they don't have the heavy plywood stringers, plywood floors, plywood transom that a lot of our competitors have.
Ah, that's okay.
Sweet.
That makes
that
sense.
Sweet.
That makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. All right. The only line open, 858-457-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bob calling us from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
My question on the Defiance boat is, can you put tabs on that to make the ride to Catalina a little bit better?
Well, actually, all of these boats are equipped with tabs from the factory.
Okay, that is great. Yeah, that is great. I rode a pilot house, Parker, and it didn't have tabs on it. And the bow was in the air, and it was jumping everywhere. And I tried adjusting with the motor. It just didn't do it enough.
So just from my own personal experience, you know, the Defiance hull is a much more modern hull, a CAD-CAM engineered hull. And like Bo mentioned, it has some rocker built into it and reverse chine. And all these boats have hydraulic trim tabs as well as power trim and tilt on the motor. So they jump on plane. The tabs help us mostly under a heavy load. If those kill boxes are full of fish and the bait tank's full of bait and water, but normal operations, you scarcely use them. They do not, you know, have a tremendous amount of bow lift and where you lose visibility, and they're a very, very soft riding hull.
Trim tabs are a must on a boat.
I agree.
I don't see having a boat without trim tabs.
And as Bo mentioned earlier, he knows what fishermen need in Southern California, and he's equipping and building these boats to meet those needs. And everybody's going to say what you just did, Pete, and you got to have tabs.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, Bo?
Yep, got to have tabs.
Yeah, no doubt about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Hey, yep. Bob, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, Bo, we sure appreciate it. We're going to take a break here, and I know you have a busy day, so we appreciate you joining us from Defiance. We're going to let the guys from Inland Boat Center take over for you here, and thanks a lot for joining us this morning, and thanks for building such a great boat for Southern California anglers.
Hey, appreciate you having me on and love catching up with you guys. Hope everyone catches a lot of fish down there this summer.
All right. Thanks, Bo. For sure. Thanks for joining us.
Take care.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, and your shot at winning Maui Jims, winning your shot at Olakai's, and your chance to talk to the boys from Inland Boat Center. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Same rig and setup.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resorts. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Seascape's finest.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.